You're listening to the weekly Parsha podcast with Ari Goldwag, recorded with Hashem's never-ending assistance in Ramat Beit Shemesh, Israel, 5784, 2024. This week's Parsha is Parsha's Vayakel, and we're going to read Shkalim, because we're going into Adar, and we have to start giving our donations to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Holy Temple, which hopefully will be rebuilt, so that we can bring our Karbonos Pesach, our daily offerings, our Shabbos offerings, our Yontif offerings. And I'll just mention here that Baruch Hashem, I've been zeiche for over 16 years, nearing on 17 years, to put out a shir on the Parsha every single week. And we've been doing the Bitachon podcast every single week for already at least 2 years consistently, and over 150 editions of the Bitachon podcast. So I would like to encourage you to go onto my website, arigoldwag.com. Click the button that says donate and help us be able to continue to create these inspiring Divrei Torah, Baruch Hashem. Hundreds of people are listening to this every single week, and we have to lift ourselves together, rise together with words of Torah. That's what we're going to speak about today, Parshas Vayakel and the Medrash. And I encourage you to go to arigoldwag.com, donate button, and help us make these Divrei Torah to continue to be able to. Tremendous amount of time goes into working on creating, recording, editing, uploading, etc. And if you benefit from it, I encourage you to donate. Vayas Betzalel Saron, the Pasuk says that Betzalel created, he made the Aron, he made the ark, the box. It was a wooden box. It was made out of atzei shittim, and it was covered on the inside and on the outside with gold. And placed inside of it was the luchos habris, the tablets, the broken tablets, the second tablets, which had on them the aseres hadibros, the Ten Commandments, and the Torah, which was written by Moshe Rabbeinu and eventually completed at the end of the 40 years, was placed inside of the Aron, and it represents our. The core of our relationship with Hashem is placed in the Holy of Holies, into which only the Kohen Gadol can go, and only on one day a year, on Yom Kippur. It's the essence of what the Mishkan is. We've been speaking about the Mishkan. We're going to have one more week, next week, to speak about the Mishkan. But it's the essence of what the Tabernacle is. It's the essence of our relationship with Hashem. And the Pasuk says that Bezalel created, he made it, right? So, as the Mefarshim explain and point out, even though it says Vasu Aron Atzei Shittim, they shall make, it's plural. But here the Torah singles out Bezalel. It singles out his action in creating the Aron, in him doing something on his own in a certain way. And we're going to see what is that idea, what did he do on his own? And we're going to see what is the essence, what is the essence of what Torah represents, what the Aron represents, and what the central theme of our lives is supposed to be. So Medrash here says like this, Hadoh Dichsiv, Pesach Dvarecha, Yair Mevin Pesayim. Pasuk says in Tehillim Kuf Yotes, in the 119th chapter of Tehillim, David HaMelech, King David, gives us 8 verses per letter of the 22 letters of the alphabet, of the Hebrew alphabet. And in each of these verses, he speaks about the power of the Torah. He speaks about the awesome light of the Torah. And he says that in the beginning of your words, you shine a light so that the fools can understand. So what is the beginning of the words of Hashem that David HaMelech is speaking about? Where is the light that shines out to give understanding to those who are not so smart? B'shashabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Olam, says the Medrash that in the time when Hashem created the world, right? So here we are talking about the tabernacle, which represents and parallels many aspects of creation. So let's go back to creation, and we're going to start to understand something about the Mishkan as well. When Hashem created the world, Hayakule Mayim B'Mayim Shenamar B'Choshech Al Pnei HaTohim. Originally, when Hashem created the world, the entire world was just water and water. He hadn't separated between the waters. He hadn't created the heavens, shomayim, that the waters are there, right? In the clouds, the upper waters, the lower waters, and of course these are also spiritual concepts, not just physical concepts. But it was completely dark. And the question is, what did Hashem do first? Did Hashem create the light first and then create the heavens and the earth? Or did Hashem first create the heavens and the earth and then the light? We have a machlokas here. The Medrash brings Reb Yehuda and Reb Nechemia. And we're going to see, hopefully, we'll have enough time, to see how Bezalel and Moshe Rabbeinu had a difference of opinion, which was similar to this exact machlokas in regards to creation. Also in regards to the creation of the Mishkan. Reb Yehuda Omer, Ha'or bara tchila v'achar kacha olam. And let's understand, we're talking about Hashem creating light. And as the Mefarshim explained, it's the Or HaGanuz, it's the hidden light which Hashem saves for the righteous. Or I would say, on a deeper level, it's the hidden light that Hashem places in the Torah, which creates the possibility for us to be righteous, for us to be like God, for us to become an exalted person, an exalted human being, not just an animal, not just following our physical desires, but an exalted higher person, an angelic human. So Hashem created this light, according to Rabbi Yehuda, before He created the heavens and the earth, before He created anything physical in the physical realm. First He created this light, which was going to be something that's going to be infused secretly, quietly, into reality. It would be saved for the righteous. The righteous would light up their own lives with it, and eventually, in Olam Haba, in the world to come, which is here on this world, by the way, in the world to come, the light will shine. So Hashem created the light first before He created the world. It's comparable to a king who wants to build a palace. But the place where he wants to build the palace is very dark. It's a darkened location. So before he builds his palace there, he sets up a whole system of lights. He puts up lanterns and spotlights, etc., so that the people who are going to build the palace will be able to see where they're going. Okay? Kacha or nivras tchila. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the light was created first. The light of the Torah preceded the physical creation of the world. Interestingly, Rabbi Nechemia Amar, and it says it very cursively, the Shita of Rabbi Nechemia, the understanding of Rabbi Nechemia, ha'olam nivra tchila. He says, no, the world was created first, and then the light. It's an analogous to a king who builds a palace and then puts lights into the palace. And by the way, it's important to understand that they don't have to be arguing, because there's two different aspects of light. There's a light that presages the world, the physical reality. And then there's a light as it fills up the world, right? Because as we fulfill the commandments, we fill the world with light. We bring light into the world. We light up the world with a spiritual light, okay? So, and the issue here, the machlokes of Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemia, is not exactly whether there's light before or whether the light comes in after, but it actually has to do with the psukim itself, because the pashtus, similar understanding of the psukim is, Bereshit bara Elokim es hashamayim v'haaretz. In the beginning, Hashem created the heavens and the earth. The physical realm was created first. This is something that the Mefarshim talk about here. But there's another way of understanding it. Bereshis bara Elokim es hashamayim v'haaretz. In the beginning of Hashem creating the heavens and the earth, there was darkness in the world. The first thing that He did in His creation of the heaven and the earth was to say, let there be light. And then He created the other things, okay? That's how Rabbi Yehuda understands things, that when the Pasuk mentions creation of heaven and earth, it's not saying that that was created first. It's just saying that in the process of creating heaven and earth, first, Hashem created the light. That's how Rabbi Yehuda understands it. And Rabbi Nechemia says, no. Rabbi Nechemia says, first the heavens and earth were created. That doesn't mean that there wasn't anything preceding that. But the Pesukim are not talking about this primordial light, according to Rabbi Nechemia. Shel Reb Shimon ben Yotzadik es Reb Shmuel bar Nachman Amar lo bishvil sheshamati olecha shita bal hagada mehechen nivras ha'ira. The Medrash says just such a beautiful analogy for us. Rav Shimon ben Yotzadik asks Rav Shmuel bar Nachman, he says, I heard that you love Medrash. You have a deep understanding of Medrash. I want to understand where did this light come from that Hashem created? Hashem created this, or where did it come from? So Rav Shmuel bar Nachman answers, Amar nes'atef HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'salma. Hashem put on a talis. Hashem wrapped himself in a talis of light, in a garment of light. V'hivik ha'olam mizivay. And he caused the world to shine. Mireshavat Seifai, from beginning to end. There was a light, as it were, Hashem puts on a garment. Of course, a garment is something which can protect us from the elements, but it's also something which protects the observer from seeing things that they shouldn't see, right? When we wear clothes, it's to cover up our physicality. It's to cover up our animal nature and to allow us to be higher. So Hashem covers himself means for us, he makes himself accessible in a certain way because we can't look at Hashem's light. Hashem's light is so bright and so huge and so powerful that if we would look at Hashem's light, we would disappear. Our existence would disappear. We have no existence in the light of Hashem. And it's like turning on a flashlight in the middle of the day. So Hashem covers up his light, but he's shining. The light of Hashem is shining through the talis. It's shining through this covering. And that light that Hashem allows through, so to speak, is the light that surrounds the entire world from the beginning to the end. And it's a pasuk. Oita er kasama, we say this pasuk every Rosh Chodesh. We're going to say it soon. Rosh Chodesh is Monday. Hashem uses light as a garment. Hashem covers himself with a garment of light. And then Hashem hangs the heavens like a curtain. He takes the light, he infuses the light into this garment, and then he puts the garment, as it were, this is a mashal, of course, these are all analogies. Hashem uses that light, he uses that garment of light to create the world. That's the heaven. L'fichach Pesach Dvarecha Yoyer. So now coming back to the pasuk which we started with, the pasuk in Tehillim, which says that the beginning of your words give us light. Mimenu limdu atzadikim shoyim maschilim medavar ha'yipoyschim ba'ayra. From the way that Hashem created the world, according to Rabbi Yehuda says Hashem first creates light and then creates the world. And we see that in the pasuk. Hashem first wraps himself in a garment of light and uses that light to create the world. So the righteous try to emulate Hashem. If God, when he creates the world, does it in a certain way, or expresses it to us in a certain way, communicates to us that this is how he did it, so there's a reason why we need to know that. And the righteous, the people who are tzaddikim, who are trying to emulate God, trying to bring God's light into the world, they say, well, let's try to do it the same way. If we're getting involved in something, let's try to do it the same way. We find that Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu to make the Mishkan. And Moshe communicates that to Bezalel. Amar Bezalel, uvame eftach tchila. So Bezalel says, what should I do first? And as the Mefarshim explained, there's two different ways that the Torah expresses how the Mishkan is to be built. At the very beginning it says, it seems to indicate, in the beginning of the command in Parshas Terumah, to first it says, make the Aron, basu Aron aseh shitim. First it says to make the ark. But later on it seems to indicate, in other psukim, that what should be made first is the Mishkan itself. First you build the structure, and then you put the ark inside of the structure. What do you do first? So it's not clear. So I don't know if we're going to get to it, But the Medrash, you know, is going to go on to say, and it's a famous thing, that Moshe said, build the structure first. Bezal said, but originally Hashem said to build the Aron first. So what do we do first? Pasach ba'Aron, shenemar v'asu Aron. So Bezal understood, Bezal was able to intuit from the way Hashem created the world originally. What did Hashem create first? He created the light. He created the light of the Torah. He created the light of spirituality. That was first. And that would surround and encompass all of reality. And yes, it would come in after the world is created. And yes, it would fill the world. But first the light was created outside of it. And then Hashem made a space within that light, so to speak. A space of darkness that would ultimately be filled. But Bezal says we should make the Aron first. Also, Aron, one of the explanations of the word Aron is Or-Ron. It's from a language of light, because it contains light. It's the essence of our relationship with Hashem. It's the light that Hashem prepared from before. The Aron needs to be created first. The encasing, the box which will hold the Torah, that has to be made first. That is the expression of the light. Just like Hashem created the light first, so to that which contains the light and is going to be a vehicle for the light to be given over to the Jewish people so that they can emulate God, it also has to be done first, has to be created first. Okay, so this is a beautiful mashal, a beautiful idea, a beautiful deep concept. The Torah is light. The Torah is our relationship with Hashem. The Torah is that which is from before. Before Hashem even brought anything in the world into existence, there was a recognition. Before Hashem created any human being to have a relationship with Him, there was already a relationship. Think about it in terms of love. Person is waiting for their child to be born. There's a sense of love for a child that's unborn yet. That's not yet born. Right? Hashem expressed His love through the Torah, expressed an interest in a relationship with His creations before the creations were created. And that's expressed in Bezal's statement, Bezal's wish, Bezal's understanding. Just like it was in creation, it's true also in the creation of the Mishkan. Let's see a little further in the next piece in the Medrash. The Pasuk says in Mishlei, in Proverbs chapter 9, verse 9, give to the wise person and the wise person will become more wise. What does this mean? The Pasuk says that Hashem commanded Noach when he took the animals onto the ark. He said, take two pairs, a pair of each of the impure animals, but take seven pairs of the pure animals. Why? What's the first thing that Noach does when he gets off of the teva, comes out of the boat? He brings sacrifices. Why? Ma'u va'yiven. Va'yiven Noach mizbech l'Hashem. The word va'yiven means to build a mizbech, an altar. But it also can mean, va'yiven can also mean a lashon of bina, of understanding, nisbeinen va'amar. He used his intuition and he said, ma'tam rabba ha'kodesh baruch hu batar mi'asmen ha'tameim. Why did Hashem command me to bring so many more pure animals? Obviously, Hashem wanted me to understand something. Hashem did not say explicitly to Noach that he should bring these animals as karbanos, as sacrifices. But when you give a wise person a hint, he understands the hint. Because a wise person hears, he doesn't just hear the surface level understanding of whatever's in front of him. He hears and he understands the depth. He hears and he understands the implication. Here he gives another example, not going to get into it, but then it talks about Bitzal. The Barachar Tein L'Chacham Ze Bitzal. Ata Moitzi B'Shah She'omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe Aseya Mishkon B'Ava Omer L'Bitzal. We find that when Hashem said to create the Mishkon, He says to Moshe, make the Mishkon. And then Moshe says to Bitzal to make the Mishkon. Omer Loi Ma'u HaMishkon Hazeh. Bitzal says, what is this tabernacle? What is this place? Omer Loi She'yash HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechinas B'Seichoi. Melamed L'Yisrael Torah. Listen to this. When we think about Mishkan, we think of the tabernacle, we think of korbanos, we think about sacrifices. Excuse me. When we think about Beis HaMikdash, we think about sacrifices. Notice what we say every single day at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. Yeratzim afanach Hashem l'kenev l'kabasenu, she'ibane Beis HaMikdash, b'meherab yameinu, v'sein chalkenu b'sarasecho. It sounds like it's a different topic. Let your Beis HaMikdash be built, and give us our portion in your Torah. What does this have to do with that? It's not a mistake. It's not a mistake, my friends, and it's not a mistake here that the Medrash says, Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu explains to Bitzal, what is the Mishkan? The purpose of the Mishkan is God's divine presence is going to be there, and He's going to teach the Jewish people the Torah. The Torah is the instruction manual for life. The Torah is the relationship that we have with Hashem, what it looks like. That's what the Mishkan is about. That's what the Beis HaMikdash is about. When we think about what are we missing? Oh, we have Eretz Yisrael. We have a land of Israel. We have a Kaisel. We can daven there. What are we missing? We're missing the Shechina. We're missing the sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being here with us. And we're missing the Torah. We don't have open manifestation, clear instructions. Of course, we have our Masorah. We have our traditions. But we don't have clear answers to exactly what Hashem expects from each and every individual. We want nevuah. We want prophecy. We want the direct and open, clear instructions of Hashem. That's only where? It's only in the tabernacle. It's only in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu says to Bitzal. This is the place of Hashem's divine presence. This is the place where Hashem teaches us Torah. Amar Bitzal, v'heichan atar nitanes. So Bitzal says, where is this Torah given? Where do we place, where is the Torah going to be placed? What is the physical location, excuse me, which most represents the Torah? Moshe says, we're going to first make a tabernacle, we're going to make the Ark of the Covenant. Inside of that Ark, we're going to place the Torah. Amar Lei Rabbeinu Moshe, Ein Kvoda Shel Torah Bekach. So Bitzal says, look, that's not the proper honor to accord the Torah. If the Torah is the essence of our relationship with Hashem, if the Torah is placed in the Ark, which is placed in the holiest place in the Mishkan, it doesn't make sense that we're going to make the tabernacle first and then the Aron. Bitzal heard something very deep. He said he understood that what is the purpose of the Mishkan. He heard from Moshe Rabbeinu the not just this is a place of Shechina, this is a place of Karbonis, this is a place of Lechem Apanim, this is the place of the menorah. He didn't hear that. He heard what is the essence of the Mishkan, what is the core, what is the purpose of it. The core is the Torah. The core is our relationship with Hashem. The core is the light that shines in the center, in the holiest place, in the Holy of Holies. It's that container which contains the Luchos HaBris, the box which holds in it the Ten Commandments. Unbelievable. That's the light. It's the light of Hashem's original creation before He created anything else. Moshe Rabbeinu says, look, maybe Hashem, like Hashem created the world first and then brought in the light. Bitzal says no. Hashem first creates the light, then creates the world, then brings in the light. So we have to create the box first. We have to first create the Ark of the Covenant. That has to come first. And this brings up, in my mind, this brings up the statement of the Madrega Sa'adam, the altar of Navarik, who says that when it comes to our commitment to Torah, when it comes to our relationship with Hashem, the relationship is the first thing. It's not like, and it's really what we say, it's really what Klal Yisrael says in receiving the Torah. They say, Nasav and Ishma, they say, we will do it. And then we'll listen. Meaning, the first thing is that I'm committed to my relationship with Hashem. The first thing is that there's this light that I want to receive. That's the first thing. Before we even understand how I have this relationship, how I interact with Hashem, the first thing is that there is a relationship. And it's a relationship of love. It's a relationship of light. And it's contained inside of that Aron, which has on it the two angels which face each other and represent Hashem and Klal Yisrael and the love between them. That's where we start. That's where the Mishkan starts. That's why Bitzal, because he said this, it says, Vayas Bitzal is Ha'aron. Bitzal, even though others were also making it, but it's called on his name. It's called Bitzal's Ark. Why? Because he understood that the Ark is the essence of the Mishkan. He understood, he heard from Moshe Rabbeinu's words, that the beginning of everything is the relationship. The beginning of everything is the light. The beginning of everything. Before you build any physical structures, before you even understand what it says in the Torah, the beginning of everything is that there is a Torah, that there is a light, there is a relationship with Hashem. That's where it starts. I want to bless you and I want to ask you to bless me. Hashem should help us that we should be able to recognize this awesome concept. We should appreciate the power of Torah, the light of Torah, how powerful it is. How awesome it is. Before we can have a Mishkan, before we can have a Beis Hamikdash, Hashem wants us to know. That's what's being expressed here. He wants us to know that He loves us. And He wants a relationship with us. And before we can even build anything, before we can have a Beis Hamikdash, before we can have a temple, we need to know that we need to have a relationship. That's all it's about. That's what the Beis Hamikdash is about. That's what the Mishkan is about. That's what the whole Torah is about. It's about a relationship with Hashem, a connection to Him. And that connection, that coming together, that Holy of Holies is the light that Hashem created before anything that He created in the world. And we have the ability to access that. Hashem shall help us to understand that and to be able indeed to access it. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful Shabbos. This podcast was made possible through the gracious donations of listeners like you. For more podcasts like this, please visit www.arigoldwag.com or search on iTunes, Ari Goldwag.